the question was asked, when was this Seder actually set up? So much of it is in the days of the Temple. Much of it dates back over 3,000 years. Parts of it, you see, were developed later. You see from the Tanakh opinions that are quoted, saying you're quoting the story of Rabbi Akiva. Obviously, that happened after Rabbi Akiva. You speak about the way Hillel ate his matzah, so that was incorporated into the Seder after Hillel. But let's say the idea that you make Kiddush is already from the days of the Temple. The idea of Magid is from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. The idea that Magid will involve questions and answers and Avadim Ha'inu L'Faro B'Mitzrayim, that's already from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. The idea that we have to speak about Pesach, Matzah, and Maror, that's already from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. The idea of saying Hallel, so that's quite possibly from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Nachmanides says that's from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Just as with prayer, a lot of it wasn't formatted till the days of the Temple, because they left it up to people. You had the core nucleus that you knew you had to say, then it was up to you to develop it, and then they saw that people needed help. So they set up. But again, even what was set up, you're talking about 3 millennium, 2.5 millennium ago, 3 millennium ago. Yeah, and then the parts of the Seder that are after benching, after Hallel, so that's already later. The songs come way later. The songs are only about a millennium old. The songs at the end, like Chad Gadya and all that, that's only about 800-900 years old.
Pretty much the exact order that we have today. Like, what did this...
Everything, I'm saying, if you're not including the songs at the very end, like Chad Gadya, not including that, I would say approximately 2,000 years.
But no, but that was still overall like the same order, same verses, same...
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.